540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A new federal lawsuit says Waukesha County and their top jail officials are to blame for the in-custody death of 41-year-old Randy Glenn. The Journal Sentinel reports his family is arguing in the suit that Glenn's health declined after he reportedly swallowed bags of cocaine during booking in January of 2023. They say, however, staff still kept him in a cell instead of sending him to the hospital. The filing says that decision violated federal law. Milwaukee bus fares go up tomorrow. A single ride will cost $2.75 instead of $2. County Executive David Crawley says it's all part of a broader plan to stabilize the finances of MCTS and to keep vital routes running. The county will use nearly $15 million in federal and local funds to avoid major cuts. Those ringing in the new year in Milwaukee County can do so safely and responsibly thanks to a major beer maker. Molson Coors is partnering with the Milwaukee County Transit System to provide free rides for those partying it up for the holiday tonight. The rides will be offered from 8 tonight until the end of service early tomorrow morning when the calendar turns to 2026. Molson Coors has been offering the free rides program for 37 years across the United States and is approaching 10 million free rides offered since. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. Starting tomorrow, Milwaukee plans to crack down on drivers who ignore parking tickets. The city says more than 28,000 vehicles could be towed under a new rule targeting repeat offenders. Drivers who got warning letters must either pay their fines or set up a court-approved payment plan. And three separate countdowns will light up the Hone Bridge tonight. One is a New Year's Eve countdown for kids at 7, one's for New York's New Year at 11, and a final one at midnight for Milwaukee. The brief events each include a 10-second countdown and a colorful light show. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks lose at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. It was the Bucks and the Wizards battling in the final minute. Then with just 1 second left, Washington, CJ McCollum with a jump shot for the win. The Bucks losing at home 114-113 to the Wizards on New Year's Eve. Doc Rivers not happy.
We deserve to lose the game. We didn't play hard enough. We didn't play well enough together. We had a lead. We had every shot we wanted at the end of the game. Our execution was flawless, even the last play. But the basketball gods sometimes don't allow you to win when you don't play right. And so when you play like that, you lose the game.
NFL, another bold move by the Packers. They have signed defensive back Trevon Diggs after he was released by the Dallas Cowboys for poor conduct. Diggs receiving praise from his former teammate Micah Parsons, recovering from ACL surgery in L.A. Monday. Nate Hobbs and safety Zane Anderson, now on season-ending IR. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a little bit of light snow this afternoon. Our high right around 18 today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 12 for a low. Tomorrow will be sunny with a high of 23. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It is 8 degrees outside right now.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.